Hello, this is Jill. District Council leader left post for personal reasons. The leader of South Oxfordshire District Council has stepped down from his role with immediate effect. Lib Dem councillor David Rouen, who has led the council since 2021, had promised his family he would step down this year. He will stay on the ward as councillor for Didcot North East. A new leader will be elected at the full council meeting on Thursday and will start their post immediately. Mr. Owen said he waited until the joint local plan had been handed in to inspectors and for the local government reorganisation proposal to be submitted to the government before resigning. He added, "Being a council leader takes up pretty much of all your time and all your attention, and so I had promised my family that I would step down this year. However, there were certain things which could not easily be handed over midstream. The government announced last December that local councils would be reorganised, which means Oxfordshire's existing councils will be abolished and replaced with one, two or three unitary councils. South, Vale and West Berkshire councils want to join together to form Ridgeway Council and submitted their proposal to the government in late November. Mr. Owen said he agreed to stay on as leader until the proposal was submitted and that he felt able to hand over the reins in time for the next stage. He was Cabinet Member for Housing and Environment before becoming leader of the council. He said, "Reflecting on my time in office, my main priority was to do something about homelessness and the availability of genuinely affordable housing. My first act as a Cabinet Member was to introduce the Housing First principles in the district, a system of housing and wraparound care which helps homeless people move into safe and secure long-term housing. As leader, I have overseen the return of council houses, with the council become a registered provider of social housing for the first time since the housing stock was sold off in 1997. I will be staying on as a councillor, representing residents in Didcot until the council is wound up in a couple of years' time. Once elected, the new leader will choose a deputy leader as well as the cabinet members." Conservative councillor Ian Snowden said his departure came at a challenging time for a council that has struggled on several fronts. He added, "While we have often differed on policy and performance, I want to acknowledge the effort he has put into a difficult role and thank him for his service. The council now has an important opportunity to reset its approach, strengthen accountability, and refocus on delivering for residents. I look forward to working constructively with the new leadership." And there's a photograph there of David Rouen.